Imagine a world where your most frustrating moments become your greatest teachers. Living Your Yoga presents a revolutionary idea. The path to wholeness isn't found in perfect poses, but in everyday challenges. After 50 years of teaching, Judith Hansen Lassiter discovered that true spirituality emerges not through perfection, but by embracing our complete humanity, shadows and all. This perspective shift transforms yoga from something we do on a mat to a way we live our lives. The journey begins with a profound realization. Our wholeness already exists beneath layers of conditioning. We're not becoming something new, we're recognizing what has always been present. This mirrors Patanjali's fundamental teaching. Then the seer abides in its essence. The work isn't adding something, but removing what conceals our true nature, like a sculptor carefully chiseling away everything that isn't the statue. Why does this matter? Because we often approach life backward, seeking external solutions when the answers lie within. The distinction between pain and suffering emerges as crucial. Pain is inevitable, but suffering is our emotional reaction layered onto pain. Through developing awareness of our thoughts, words, and actions, we can transform our relationship with challenges rather than avoiding them. True detachment means staying present amid chaos, not emotional distance. We must release our limited perspectives about how things should be. Our control attempts stem from fear of loss, unhappiness, or uncertainty. As Zen Master Suzuki Roshi observed about teenagers, their behavior is beyond your control. We can only control our responses to circumstances. When we accept rather than suppress feelings, we create space for inner quiet and conscious choices. This extends to self-judgment. Patanjali defines asana as steady and comfortable, challenging the no pain, no gain mindset. Our thoughts about poses often reflect deeper beliefs about self-worth. Harsh self-judgment prevents compassion toward others and reveals a subtle egoism, expecting more from yourself than others. Faith differs fundamentally from belief. While belief represents preconceptions about how reality should be, faith embodies willingness to experience reality as it is, including acceptance of uncertainty. Patanjali emphasizes faith's critical importance. Wholeness is preceded by faith, energy, mindfulness, union, and awareness. This faith enables commitment to difficult practices amid increasingly busy lives. Often described as the quiet cousin of courage, faith demonstrates willingness to step forward without guarantees. We exercise it countless ways daily, from trusting our house won't suddenly collapse to believing in the cycling of seasons. For serious practitioners, Patanjali suggests cultivating faith in three areas: the practices themselves, our teachers, and most importantly, our own capacity for transformation. Perspective complements faith by helping us see beyond conditioned responses. Enlightenment itself can be understood as a radical change in perspective rather than acquiring something new. The Buddhist story of the monk and empty rowboat perfectly illustrates this. A monk becomes enraged when a boat crashes into his, only to discover it's empty and simply drifting. His anger instantly dissolves, teaching that many seeming affronts are just empty rowboats, events without intentional malice. Love and courage both reside in the heart, and true courage combines understanding what's possible with our interconnectedness. When we act courageously, we often inspire others, creating ripples of change. A 5-year-old girl at Tassajara Zen Mountain Center exemplified this by jumping from a high rock with what she called a girl's courage, brave but not foolish. This distinction separates genuine courage from bravado. In yoga, we must similarly distinguish between self-care and overcoming resistance. Courage means acting despite fear, not without it. Most fears relate to the future. When real danger appears, we often respond with focused action. Patanjali notes that fear of death persists even in the wise. While fear serves as self-preservation, we can choose to observe our fears and return to the present moment. While yoga may seem solitary, relationships reveal our deepest patterns. Patanjali emphasizes friendliness, compassion, gladness, and equanimity toward all beings. Compassion, to suffer with, grows through willingness and wisdom from experience. It begins with acknowledging our own suffering and attachments, leading to deeper understanding of ourselves and others. As parents and teachers, compassion means balancing empathy with guidance. We must challenge with care, remembering that good things are sometimes difficult, but not all difficult things are good. True compassion naturally guides our actions. Though not directly mentioned in the Yoga Sutra, patience relates to clarity of inner being and equanimity. Often, impatience stems from fear of not being enough. Real patience isn't achieved, but discovered by returning to life's natural rhythm and choosing presence over rushing. Patanjali defines attachment as clinging to pleasant experiences and aversion as rejecting sorrowful ones. Though seemingly opposites, they're actually the same. Both create relationships that limit freedom. All day, we react to things going right or wrong, constantly pulled between getting what we want and avoiding what we don't. Having preferences is natural, but attachment creates suffering when we don't get our preference. Learning to recognize these patterns allows us to live more fully in the present moment. Our brains are wired to avoid pain and maximize pleasure, but there's a crucial difference between pain and suffering. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is the personalization we bring through blame or self-pity. According to Buddha, impermanence is reality's very nature. Everything exists in flux. When we expect ourselves or loved ones to remain unchanged, we misunderstand this fundamental truth. Nature teaches this through changing seasons, and quantum physics shows matter's ephemeral nature. Even our bodies demonstrate impermanence with each unique breath. Buddha's five remembrances remind us we will age, experience illness, die, be separated from loved ones, and that our actions are our only true belongings. Service connects us deeply with others and life itself. The Bhagavad Gita teaches, perform unattached the deed to be done. When feeling overwhelmed by service, we must balance helping others while honoring our own needs, recognizing our interdependence with all life. Patanjali emphasizes satya, truth, as essential. When grounded in truthfulness, action and its fruition depend on him. Truth manifests in honest communication, personal integrity, and alignment with universal truth. Practice truthfulness with ahimsa, non-harming, asking, is it necessary? Is it true? Is it kind? While our culture measures success through achievement and wealth, yoga offers a different view. True success comes from living with an open heart that connects with the divine in ourselves and others. It lies in choosing truth over lies, love over hate, and service to others. Contentment comes from gratitude for all we receive, from daily meals to natural wonders, from abilities to limitations. As Patanjali states, through contentment, unexcelled joy is gained. True contentment means fully experiencing each moment, reducing fear, and allowing us to share our essential gift, our love and wholeness.